I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. There was some progress in Bonn. We're talking about this year's global climate summit that wrapped up over the weekend in Germany. It was the first one since President Trump announced the U.S. will pull out of the Paris Climate Agreement. Reporter Emily Holden was in Bonn for Politico, and she's now back in Washington. What actually got done, Emily?
Well, we weren't expecting to see major decisions out of this meeting. There was some modest progress made on completing a rule book for exactly how countries will ratchet down their greenhouse gas emissions under the Paris Agreement. The rule book is actually due in 2018, and a lot of negotiators were saying that they might have to meet again before that conference in Poland to make sure that they get this done in time. But a lot of environmental advocates were pointing out that even if countries do reach the goals they've agreed to, that the world is still not on track to keep rising temperatures from going above 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels, which is what scientists are really concerned about.
Now, the U.S. can't technically leave the deal until 2020, and I gather there was a lot of talk about whether the U.S. under Trump would be an obstructionist force in Bonn. That did not turn out to be the case, apparently. What role did the U.S. play?
Right. So this was one of the first really big testing points for how the U.S. is going to be engaging with other countries on climate issues. And you did see White House aides have a very vocal panel discussion about how they wanted to promote fossil fuel use in developing countries, which was met with pretty fierce protest. But at the same time, you had negotiators from the State Department really working with diplomats from other countries, much in the same way that they did under previous administrations, including the Obama administration.
That's interesting. So as the U.S. kind of tries to walk these two paths, China is positioning itself as the new global leader on climate change. And I know a lot of people were watching these talks to see if China would live up to its rhetoric. What did you see? What did you hear?
Well, we saw a push by China to actually allow middle-income countries to have different standards, easier standards for how they report on their emission reductions. And that will be probably discussed again next year, too. I think that some people felt that China was really trying to exert its power, working with other developing nations to push some of its goals, but not necessarily taking on the same kind of role that you'd seen from the U.S. in pushing countries to set tougher goals and work together on those details.
So did it feel like in Bonn that China was kind of replacing the United States?
I don't think so. I do think that any time that a country has an opportunity to push for something that it wants in this negotiation process, if it thinks that there is a gap in leadership or influence, that you're going to see that happen.
That's Politico's Emily Holden, just back in Washington from Bonn, Germany. Thanks a lot, Emily.
Thank you.